Chapter 23. High Priestess Selene, accompanied by a dozen acolytes and lizard men, had finished her journey west toward the ruins of Barnabas. It was there her lord lived, hidden from prying eyes deep inside the belly of the mountainous terrain. They rode on horseback, traversing the narrow trails until they stopped at a cave mouth. It resembled a maw, dragon-like, over 40 feet tall. Standing just outside the entrance, she rubbed her shoulder. It was cold in there, dark, vast. She could feel eyes all over her.
"Stay here,"
she said,
"and make no sudden moves."
She pointed at the ledges of the cave's entrance. Several carved dragons blended in with the stones and vegetation, as big as men, some bigger. They were breathing. Their eyes sparkled like gems.
"You don't want those guardians to greet you. One bite and it's over."
Inside she went, heavy, dark robes dragging over the ground, tails swishing back and forth. She felt cold, nervous. She was the High Priestess of Barnabas, so she shouldn't fear anything. Yet she did. Her breath showed. Her heart beat faster. It smelled of death, decay, a tomb of sorts. Straight she went, down a gentle grade until a distant light shone. Torches. The fires green and blue ignited by magic. A massive stone archway, adorned in gargoyle heads and dragons, looked down at her. She kneeled, bowed.
"High Priestess Selene comes to see the Master of all Masters, the Priest of all Priests, the one true Lord of Nelsimbor."
On the other side of the archway, two stone urns flared with icy burning light. In between it, a throne made for someone 10 times her size waited. Empty.
"Come."
The voice was as deep as a canyon, powerful as a stormy wind. Selene made her way inside, stopped at the marble step as high as her head, and bowed. She felt small, insignificant. Her hands went cold. She waited what seemed to her a long time.
"You tremble. Why, Selene?"
She swallowed. Words were stuck in her throat. She trembled.
"Have you no good news to bring?"
I do.
"Look at me."
She snapped her chin up. A presence sat. Huge. Ominous. A dragon-like being of shadows and scales. His eyes were black pits with burning stars in the middle. A crown of thorns adorned his head. He sat like a man. Shoulders like a titan's, but all dragon.
"That's better, daughter. What news do you have for me?"
She yelled, even though she didn't have to, her voice echoing.
"Nath Dragon has black scales, father."
"Ha ha. Soon, Nelsimbor will be ours, but I grow impatient."
He reached down his hand.
"Come."
She stepped onto the center of his hand. He lifted her like a doll and set her on the arm of the chair. Still looking up at him, she waited. The dragon was her father, so far as she knew. She'd never known any other parents, other than the family of Barnabas. Unknown to her, this was a lie. Barnabas had been a hero in the first Dragon Wars. His legend had been twisted into something else. His good name used to spread evil. It had all been the idea of Gorm Gratak, the Dragon Lord on the throne. King of the evil dragons. One of a few survivors of the last Dragon War.
"Tell me more, child."
The tightness in her chest eased. Her confidence returned. She'd made it this far. She'd live. She said,
"We capture dragons by the dozens now. We've turned the world against them. For everyone Nath Dragon saves, we take 10. extinguish them, sell them, or bring the willing ones here, as you wish, Father. We watch Nath Dragon, wear him down, hunt and destroy his friends, his allies. He's still attached to this world, banished from the dragon home. A wayward one, trying to redeem himself.
Again, Selene waited what seemed to her a long time.
His redemption must never happen,
Gorm Gretik said.
See to that personally, if you must.
Yes, Father.
I cannot leave, daughter, else I be discovered. I feel my strength growing. My army builds.
He waved his arm across the air. The entire chamber lit up. Bones, treasures, and tributes covered the edges of the room. A mural spanned the entire back wall, filled with dragons battling in a storm. There were hundreds of them. No two alike. They moved, they hissed, trying to escape one world for the other.
They are ready to fight. Their banishment almost over. Soon we will run this world over.
He lifted her chin with his clawed finger.
The turning or death of Nath Dragon will make it certain. I prefer him turn.
He snorted. Smoke billowed from his nose like icy air.
Go now, daughter. Return only when you have succeeded.
He set her down. The room went black. She didn't turn, just walked away. Though she had no aversion to darkness, she welcomed the light of the sun that greeted her at the end. She would do things right, or else she would be dead. Clearing the mouth of the cave, her heart stopped. She gasped. All of the lizard men and acolytes were dead. Devoured in most cases. Even all the horses but one. She got in the saddle and eyed the guardians above the mouth of the cave. The statues didn't move or blink, but their bellies bulged where they had been flat before. Her eyes narrowed, her jaw set.
Nath Dragon will be mine, one way or the other.
Yeah!